Okay, everybody.
Now, what was your last question?
Okay, if the broom wasn't in front of the door, that was where?
That's true, picture. In the bathroom. After I got through sleeping.
Would you ever put it back of the door?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
As any way it's done.
Uh-huh.
Back of the door.
Okay. Okay, what might you call your washing and ironing together? Do you ever call out your laundry or just washing and ironing or?
Well, that word laundry came out late.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it was. They called it laundry.
Mm-hmm.
They called it washing and drying the clothes. As far as I knew about that.
Do you ever watch your mama do that?
Oh, yes, many times.
Tell me how she went about doing it.
Well, the first thing you do is like, you'd have generally two tubs.
Mm-hmm.
Wooden tubs, sometimes a zinc tub came out, metal tubs came out afterwards. Put those clothes, screw the wash, and those tubs. Put plenty of water in there. Put washing powder or something like in there, and let it set a while.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the pores loosen up dirt on the clothes. Stir that around every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I take it out and kind of wring it out. Old-fashioned wash pots.
Uh-huh. Wash pots.
Clothes wash pots. And go through a boiling process.
Mm-hmm.
See, just boil those clothes. And when you throw the boiling up, whilst it's boiling, you have a battling stick, they call it.
A battling stick?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And they chew it on that stuff while the clothes is,
She was rinsing them?
No, they wasn't rinsing them. Whilst in it, the other way boiling, whilst that in that kettle, have a battling stick, called a battling stick.
Oh, in the kettle?
Yeah, keep stirring that with that battling stick, you see. By that time, all that dirt will be over. Take it out of there, and put it into a tub. One tub was ready to wash down, the other was a drenching tub.
Wait a minute, let's wait, this guy gets out of the
way. After it took out of the pot, they put it in a wash tub.
Uh-huh.
Had another tub known as the wrenching tub.
Uh-huh.
With that wrenching process, then it hang them to dry.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever carry them anything? You know, from the wrenching tub to
Yeah, sometimes they have old baskets, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you call it, this tin piece that goes over the top of your house here? Is there a name for that?
Oh, I can't think of it now.
Okay. Did you ever talk rough?
Sir?
Did you ever talk rough?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they usually made out of?
Zillions made out of pine.
Uh-huh.
Demo.
What other kinds have you seen when you were growing up?